Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the naked Forex guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX podcast.
Hey, Walter, this question came in. How do I work a trading strategy with a budget of only $300?
Wow, that's a great question. I think for me, that's actually a really good place to start for a lot of traders, at least from my point of view. So the way that if you've listened to the podcast, you've heard me say, you know, I think you should Forex tester, demo, small account, and then work it, you know, move it on up from there. You don't have to necessarily go from a $500 account trading the system to, you know, a $50,000 account. But the point is it's sort of like the same theory that they use when they're trying to get you over a snake phobia or whatever, or a spider phobia. What they do is they slowly introduce the snake, right? So the first week you just kind of stand in the corner and the snake is in the aquarium on the other side of the room, and they slowly desensitize you. You can do the same thing with trading, obviously. The goal is to make it boring, as you know. You've done this yourself, Hugh, and that's really what we're trying to do as traders. We're trying to make it boring. But this question's a little bit off that. The reason why I bring that up is because I think $300 account is a great place to start. Now, it's not a great place to start if that's all the money you can scrape together. It's better if it's like the kind of money that you can afford to pay tuition with and learn some lessons. I think the deeper question here, what this trader seems to be really saying when you say, how do I find a strategy that's going to work with my $300 account, is, you know, if you read between the lines, it's kind of like, how can I, you know, accelerate my $300 account quickly with a kick-ass trading system? Or how do I make sure that when I'm risking a dollar a pip on my $300 account that I don't blow it up? Or, you know what I mean? Like, that's kind of the, that's kind of the subtext here. So what I would say about
that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I would say, look, you need to find a broker that's going to let you set your lot sizes quite specifically so you can trade for 11, 12, 15 cents a pip, so that you're not stuck trading 10 cents a pip, or, you know, a dollar a pip, or $10 a pip, or whatever. You really need to find a broker that's going to allow you those finer distinctions. And the other thing is, you probably shouldn't even be trading this $300 account if it means a lot to you until you've spent that time in Forex Tester, until you've built up your confidence. The other thing is, and people don't talk about this, I don't know why, is compounding is really the magic here. So it almost doesn't matter. Like, if you take the long view, it almost doesn't matter if you have a $300 account or a $30,000 account. If you compound, obviously starting at $30,000 is, you're going to get to your goal faster. So let's say your goal is to make 1.5 million out of your trading. Well, that's going to happen faster from the $30,000 account, but you can still do it from the $300 account. It's going to take a little bit longer, but you're going to build up a lot of experience along the way. So, you know, one smart ass answer would be to say the way to trade a strategy with a $300 account is to compound it. You know what I mean? Like, don't take the money out. Just keep the money in there. You know, that's another way of answering it. But yeah, so the main points here I want to get across are basically, yep, you can do that. Find a broker that allows you to trade. There are several out there now that you don't have to just trade at, you know, 1 cent, 10 cents, or a dollar, or whatever. You can trade at 12.7 cents or whatever. So that's one way to do it. And then the other thing is, just don't pull the money out if this is what you're trying to do, or try not to pull it. Like, maybe you work that $300 up to 10 grand, then maybe you pull out a grand and you go, okay, well, I'm playing with the house's money now or something. You know, you could do something like that or whatever, or get real aggressive with that $1,000 that you pull out or something like that. But the point is really that you want to essentially just, you know, compound it and desensitize yourself to trading, and essentially make sure that going into it, you already have some confidence. And that's only going to come from practice through, you know, demo and back testing. So Forex Tester is great for that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And ironically, Forex Tester costs about $300, right? So if you don't have it, then don't open an account. Buy a Forex Tester instead.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Like, okay, thanks, Walter.
Yeah. That's great. I mean, imagine. You're right, Hugh. Imagine. I see where you're going, because imagine what you would get trading Forex Tester for 6 months and saving your money up so that you can trade a live account, right, 6 months later. versus just going in the jumping in the deep end right away with your $300 account. Imagine the difference. I mean, that's a great point you bring up, because I think you're right. I think the experience that you would get, you know, and I'm just arbitrarily picking 6 months, but so you trade in Forex Tester for 6 months, you build up your confidence, you know your system in and out, you figured out, you know, what your drawdowns are going to be and what your risk of ruin and all that is. So you've locked that in, and then boom, now you hit the ground running with your, you know, it takes longer, you don't start trading, but now let's say you've got, you know, $500 to trade 6 months later, you spend all this time backtesting, you're in a much better position than you would be if you have a live account with $300 and you're like, okay, now what, you know, what system do I trade? That's a much better position. So that's a great point. Thanks, Matthew. Yeah.
No problem. All right. Thanks, Walter.